Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father in heaven. Amen. 500 years ago, Martin Luther reminded us of a long-standing biblical truth, a truth that was known long before Jesus came onto the picture. And then Jesus again reminded the people, and then the disciples preached over and over again, and the church had taught for many, many years. But somehow this truth had gotten lost over the centuries when things had gotten focused on other things. And that simple, simple truth is that we are saved by faith alone. It's only by faith in the promises of God that we're saved. It's nothing that I can do, but it's only what God can do. Okay, that's true. We know that. That's a church phrase. We're used to hearing it. We're saved by grace through faith alone. We're all good with that. But faith, what does that mean? What is faith after all? I think, regrettably, faith has been regaled to me in one of those church words. It's one of those words we use here in church that maybe we don't use out in the world too often, and so we've forgotten a little bit of what that simple word means. Faith is a simple concept, actually. Faith is simply trust with wheels on it. Trust that has action. It's trust that actually says, here, I'm going to give myself over to the thing which I trust in. As I was thinking about ways of what does faith look like, the action of faith, how is that carried out, I was reminded of an event in my life, and I think I've mentioned it to you guys in the past. That's one of those things, the longer I'm your pastor, the more likely you're going to hear my stories over and over again. But it was back when I was in high school, and I went to a youth retreat with some folks from church. And I'm scared of heights. If you know me, you know I'm scared of heights. I don't like even the second step of the ladder. I don't like it. But one of the things in this youth retreat was a trust fall. And if you guys are familiar with what a trust fall is, you do this, you grasp your hands like this, and you turn them so you can't easily let go. And then you fall backwards, trusting on the people behind you to catch you. Okay, that's a big deal for me. But then they say, not only, you know, once they got us to do that, but they had us step up on this little step and do it. And at that, I was like, I don't know whether we're doing this. I don't think I can do it. And a very good friend of mine, Ken, was in this group. And he took me by the shoulders and he said, I'll be there for you. I will not let you fall. I'll catch you. And so with that, I was able to stand up on that step and, you know, fold my arms and fall backwards. And then the next step, they had us get up on this platform that was about yay high and stand on the platform and fall backwards. I was not having any of it. And again, it was my best friend, Ken, who came and looked me in the eye and said, remember who's back behind you. I will be there for you. I will let you land on me before I will let you fall and hurt yourself. Through some coaxing and a little bit of, you know, pushing and prodding, I was able to get up and I was able to do the trust fall. And yes, they caught me. I wasn't hurt, whatever. And you know, my bonds, not just with Ken, my best friend, but with the other kids in the group, was greatly strengthened because I had trust in them. Trust that wasn't just this, I trust you, but trust that actually had action in it. I was able to do something, totally putting myself in their hands, and they in turn did the same for me. That reminds me of an old bumper sticker years ago that was popular. It said, let go and let God. Does anybody remember seeing bumper stickers, seeing that slogan now? Okay, we see a few fans. Yeah, let go and let God. This idea that, you know, so often in life, we have to have control. We want to be the ones in control. We want to have our hands on the wheel. But instead, we need to just let go and trust God to be there, the one to take care of us. And you know, that's true in a lot of ways. And we talk about, yes, for eternal salvation, but it's true in everything. Every little step of the way in our daily life, we need to let go and let God. St. Paul, when he was writing to the Romans in our text for today, was really talking about that idea of letting go and letting God. When he talked about righteousness by faith, it was not in our own ability to do something, to be made right with God, that we're saved. It was not our ability to go and bring ourselves before God and be in a good standing in front of our Heavenly Father that saves us. But instead, it's by trusting in God to do the work. To God to do the work for us. And sometimes that's the hardest thing. Is just to let go and let God take care of it. It's not anything in our doing. It's not anything that I can do. But our trusting in God to be the actor. God to be the doer. That we are brought back into a right relationship with God. That right and good relationship that was broken in the Garden of Eden. And that, frankly, each and every one of us daily continually breaks over and over again with the sin in our lives. Both the stuff we do, the stuff we think, the stuff we don't do that we're supposed to do. The list goes on. I could go and explain, and I could, you know, we could have a whole sermon on sin and what is that. But the fact is I don't think sin's one of those concepts that we need to explain too much. We all understand why our relationship with God is broken. Each of us just needs to look in the mirror to see that. But because of that sin, we need to be brought back into a right relationship with God. And so often in our life, our thought is I need to do something. I've got to take that step. I've got to do something. I've got to improve myself. I've got to do all these things to bring myself back into a right status with God. But St. Paul makes it clear here, nothing I can do can earn the righteousness of God. Only God can earn the righteousness of God. And then he imparts that on us through his Son Jesus Christ. It's only by having that trust that is faith in action in Jesus that we're brought back into that right relationship with God. We've got to trust in God. As I said a moment ago, that's true for not only our eternal salvation, but it's true in our everyday life. And that's the part I think that sometimes we have such a hard time with. Luther had a hard time with that. He wanted to constantly do, try to make himself better. Try to punish himself for the stuff that he didn't do right. But you know, that's how I can relate to Luther, because I see in my own life, in my own world, I fight that struggle every day. It doesn't matter what the difficulty is, whether it's, you know, difficulties with relationships. You know, everybody here, if you're married, you know what it's like to have a fight with your spouse, right? And everybody here knows what it's like for that fight to be your fault. And to say, I've got to do something to fix this. That's our natural reaction. But the thing is it takes a lot of faith. Takes a lot of trust to turn it over to God and say, no, God's going to fix even something like this. Or who here has had maybe worries about finances? Where that next bill's going to get paid from? What about that car payment that's looming, or that house payment, or those taxes that are due? We always try to figure out, okay, how I'm going to handle this, what I'm going to do to take care of this. And while, yes, we're called to be good stewards of the resources that God gives us, even something as simple as that, it's a matter of turning to God and saying, God, I trust you to make it work. Please help me to be the better steward that you would have me be. Or maybe there are job questions, job fears, things that don't go right, or should I take this job, should I not take this job, should I continue with this job, what should I do next? Even questions like that are questions of putting our faith and our trust in God. I'm going to look out in the crowd. You know, we've got a, we'll say a not under 20-something congregation. Is that right? Not many of us are under 20 in the group. So many of us are facing health issues. We faced one or two, and we're going to face more in the future. That's one that really hits home, I know, in my life when I think about all the health issues that come up. And that's a big one because I want to take control. I want to try to do something about it. I want to try to fix it. But that's a really good example of something I truly cannot fix. Yes, I need to take care of myself, and yes, I want to find the best doctors possible and all this. But in the end, it's only God who can do something about that. It's by putting my faith in Him that I know I'm going to be taken care of on this earth. God can take care of it no matter what it is. We turn to Him and trust Him to have His will worked out in our life. You guys know me. I like movies. I like movie illustrations. So often, you know, we see, you know, art imitates life. One of my favorite movie series is the Indiana Jones movies. In the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, that's the one where Sean Connery was in it as the father, and they're going and they're looking for the Holy Grail. Well, Indiana Jones has this series of clues that he's got to get through to get to the Grail so he can get the Grail and save his father's life. And among the clues, one of them has to do with trust. It has to do with just stepping out in faith. He comes to this chasm, this big, huge, you know, we call it a Grand Canyon of sorts. And he cannot figure out how to cross it. All of his little tricks, all of his wiles, all of the things that we've seen him pull the rabbit out of the hat time after time throughout these series of movies, he's stumped. He's got nothing except for the hint that his father left him that says that the faithful man shall just step out in faith and go. And so he sees this big chasm out in front of him. And he has no choice, finally, but to just step out into thin air. And when he does it, when he steps out, it's only then that he can see that there's actually a rock bridge crossing this big chasm. That he was totally safe the whole time, that he was never at risk. That there's a sturdy bridge you could drive a tank across. But he just couldn't see it from where he was standing. And so he walks safely across, and eventually he's able to get to the Grail, the Holy Grail, the cup of Christ, and he's able to save his dad. I think Luther would have liked Indiana Jones. Luther, like Indiana Jones, over and over again tried to do things himself. He was always trying to prove himself. He was always trying to figure out ways to do stuff on his own. And it was only once Luther had that epiphany of Jesus Christ's grace alone that he realized that it wasn't up to him, that all he had to do was step out in faith and just trust in God to take care of him. That was the birth of the Reformation. That's the heritage that you and I receive, to know that it is simply a matter of trusting in God and God alone. Yeah, it's something that Luther had to learn. It's something that the disciples, they came up against. And they had to learn. They had to learn it over and over again. It's something that St. Paul struggled with. He called himself the Pharisee of Pharisees. A man who stood on his own righteousness, only to be struck blind. And have Jesus say, "Why are you persecuting me?" Only then did he realize that it was not his own righteousness, but Christ's righteousness. And the thing is, I think you and I face that same battle as well. Over and over again, every day, despite the fact that we know better, we have to fight that fight to think that it's not us and it's not our doing. It's nothing I can do. It is simply by letting go and putting our trust in God to take care of everything. Just like Luther hit that brick wall and he realized that his righteousness was not enough. He hit that chasm that he couldn't navigate. For Luther, he saw the righteousness of God as an overbearing thing. When we look at the righteousness of God as something to try to be earned, yeah, we're going to run into that same wall. None of us can. None of us can do enough. But we have to let go and let God. It's only by putting ourselves aside and trusting, having faith, that church word. Basically, trust with wheels on it. Trusting in God to take care of us, that we can be victorious, that we can not only make it to eternal salvation, but have the things taken care of in our life today. God is enough. God is always enough to get the job done. Whether it be relationships, whether it be bills, whether it be the events of this world, or whether it be our eternal salvation. Faith in God to take care of us is the only way. Letting go and letting God take control today and eternally. Amen.